fire department. It's not like I'm calling anyone personally.
I'm afraid not.
We are wasting so much time.
Come on, Claire. Oh,
she will not connect me.
Let's go.
Okay, I'm coming.
Eliminated.
Michelle, all you're doing is complaining. You're not coming up with any ideas.
I gave you an idea. You got the phone book. I said grab
I know,
a phone
and now
book.
We're
so
ready.
Don't tell me I didn't put anything
Yeah, but
in.
Now you're like shutting down and we still haven't gotten there.
Those are the whining Godlewski sisters who were eliminated last week in Montana on episode 11 of the Amazing Race Family Edition, which will have its two-hour season finale tomorrow night on Channel 4 and the rest of the CBS television network. Phil Kogan, the host of the show, has been on this show many times through the eight seasons of The Amazing Race, and I'm happy to have him back this afternoon. Hi, Phil.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
How's everything out your way?
Everything here is just fine. We had a little snow last week, but otherwise we're doing okay. How about you?
Very good. My dad speaks fondly of our visit, and yeah, I always love speaking to you.
Well, it's always a pleasure having you on here. This family edition was mostly North America bound. You went down to Panama and Costa Rica a little bit, but since the show has become so popular through the years, is it hard to keep a secret in the United States of America when you're traveling with The Amazing Race?
Yeah, you could put it that way. It's a lot tougher. You know, we get recognized in the airports, and we get recognized wherever we go now in the world. But particularly being in the United States, the show is number one or has been number one in Canada. It's been number one in Singapore. It's hugely popular in Australia, and you know, wherever you go in the world. And in terms of its popularity here in the United States, it's actually bigger a show in different countries around the world than it is even here. But yeah, it's getting harder and harder to keep it a secret.
So what do you do? I mean, when you're traveling, I noticed this time you didn't have them traveling in cabs, which got rid of one of my pet peeves about the show, is the team sitting in the back of the cab yelling to a guy who doesn't speak the same language they do, rapido, rapido, rapido.
Rapido. It doesn't matter what country they're in.
No.
And they always say rapido as well. But don't you think you'd miss it? Don't you think you'd miss it if you just didn't have it all together? I mean, it's part of the thing. It's like, you know, it just becomes part of your travel, is this whole taxi cab ride.
But this time you didn't have them in cabs. You had them mostly driving their own cars or SUVs or campers.
Yeah. That had a lot to do with, you know, the number of people that we had. And, you know, having four people completely changes the whole dynamic, because suddenly with a crew, you're talking about now moving six people in and out of cabs. So with a driver, you're now talking about seven people. So it's a very different dynamic.
That's right. There's always a camera person and a sound person who travels with them, and we talked about that in the past with Phil. On this show, you had kids as young as eight. When you first told me a couple of years ago that the producers were thinking about a family edition, I think originally it was going to be down to 12 years old, but you had one family, the Gagan family, or Gagan family, that had a little girl that was 8 years old. How did she take it when she was eliminated? You were there at the mat, of course. How was that for her?
Well, I got to tell you, it was one of the toughest things I've ever had to do is to eliminate, you know, a kid, and that of course happened with the Black family in the first show,
right?
But you know, it's never easy to eliminate anybody. But I have to say, it's particularly tough when you look into the eyes of a kid and tell them that you know, this journey that they're on is no longer, you know, continuing. I'm pleased that we made the effort to do this family version. You know, to be honest with you, I think if we had done nothing, if the show had just come back as it always has been, and we did nothing and tried nothing, then I think we would have been criticized for that. I think we would have been criticized for just sort of leaving the show the way it's always been and not trying something different. And, of course, there has been some criticism about this family version with us making a change. We were kind of caught, I think. I felt like something had to happen. We had to try something, and I'm just really pleased that we did try it. And I think we've picked up a completely new audience with this family version. Certainly there are some hardcore fans who were not happy about what we did, but I think in the end, when we come back for Race 9 in next year, I think we're going to have a new group of people that watch the family version, plus, of course, we're going to have all those old faithfuls who are going to be back and say, you know, oh, finally it's back to what we wanted and what we love.
Well, as I emailed you early on in this season, my daughter, who's 11 years old, was especially caught up in it because the kids were involved. And so now, you know, she's traveled with us. We love to travel, and so does she. And so she could totally relate to, okay, what are we going to do with this roadblock? What are we going to do here and the rest of that? So I think
you
probably brought kids in.
I was surprised, actually, at the response from some people that hadn't discovered The Amazing Race before. Families who said, "Oh, you know, we're into it now because there's families, and we didn't used to watch it." And I always, you know, the show has always been a family show.
It's
always been very popular with families, and I was sort of surprised when they said that it took the families to bring them across, and now they're hooked, and now they've gone back and they've seen other seasons that are running, and now they get it. It's weird. I guess, you know, when people hear reality show, when people hear that it's a race around the world for $1 million, they make the assumption that the show is not a family show. They make the assumption that it's like so many other reality shows, which are just so different from Race. And as you know, having, you know, watched the show for so long, the thing I hear over and over and over again from people is, you know, we don't watch reality, but we do watch this show. And I think, you know, reality, unfortunately, when people hear that it is a reality show, they're turned off. They just think, oh, it's just like everything else.
Yeah.
So the family thing, I think, softened the whole idea of what Race was and brought families into watching it, like you're mentioning your 11-year-old daughter who's got caught up in it. And certainly I noticed a lot more people stop me who said, hey, didn't even know this thing was there. It took that you know, it took us calling it Family, Amazing Race, for a lot of families to actually turn it on.
Paul Harris talking with Phil Kogan, the host of The Amazing Race. The Family Edition finale is tomorrow night, a two-hour finish at 8 o'clock Central Time on Channel 4 here in St. Louis and all across the rest of the CBS television network. We got to talk for a moment here about the Weavers, one of the three families racing for the million tomorrow night. I've made fun of Linda Weaver all throughout this season, especially when she says things to her kids like, hey, kids, this is Lake Pontchartrain, one of the Great Lakes. Oh, there's just that wince that goes on. When you're doing the race, you obviously are also racing from place to place. Do you get to know the families at all on this one?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I got to tell you, it was a little intimidating at the beginning when we were 40 people lined up at the start, starting line. You know, the most we've ever had before is we had 12 teams of two. We had 24 people once. But for the most part, we have 22. So almost double the number of people at the starting line. And I have to tell you, I sort of wondered whether I would actually get to have the same kinds of relationships that I've had with other races in the past. But I did, and more from a, you know, family perspective. The Godlewskis, of course, who just continued throughout the race to yap away and right from that first pit stop. But yeah, I get to know them, and you know, they confide in me, and I you know, mentioned to you before that I talk to them at length on the mat for the mat chat, and so and I try to hang with them when we're having meals and stuff. A lot of times after I've finished wrapping up everything I need to shoot, I'll go and hang with them where we're all having meals together with the crew and stuff. So yeah, I value that because it gives me some insight into picking their brains for the interviews.
So during those times, were the Weavers really the outcasts? Did the other teams really push them aside, or was their paranoia?
No, they well, I mean, I don't know how to pick a side with the story in terms of, you know, whose fault it is or whatever. It was clear, though, that, you know, when the cameras weren't rolling, whether they were rolling or weren't rolling, they were definitely not accepted by the other teams. There was they just had a total disconnect. There was nothing in no amount of time, no amount of reconciliation was going to bring them together. They just there's a disconnect there.
It's down to the Weavers and the Linzes from Ohio and the Bransons from Illinois. I'm rooting for them, for the Bransons, by the way, not because they're from Illinois and not because the three daughters are gorgeous, but because, as you know, Phil, I always root for the out of shape middle aged guy.
Well, don't out of shape middle aged guys make good TV?
Yes,
I mean,
we do.
I say to people, any guy with bung knees and a beer belly, put him on The Amazing Race. That's just good TV right there. I'm not saying you've got bung knees, and I'm not saying you've got a beer belly. But you could say it yourself if you wanted to, or someone could say it about you.
You know, if you could put a fat, bald guy with beard on there, I would have the total relationship with this guy.
You remember the air traffic controllers in season 3? We had Steve, Dave and Steve.
Yes.
The really big, tall guys, and they, you know, had the beer bellies going, and they were great TV.
Absolutely. Now, after this season finale airs tomorrow night, I hear there's some sort of online bonus thing on CBS.com. What is that?
You know what? I don't even know about that. They haven't told me anything about that. What do you know?
All I know is there's some, like, 5 or 6 or 7 minute extra thing that they're putting on the website where the teams are racing for something, but it's not,
oh, yes,
obviously,
yes,
the million
yes.
dollars.
I do know about that. Yes, that's an extra That's an extra prize. It's an extra element that was added to the show, and yes, that will be exclusively for CBS.com.
Okay, and then after this season ends, season number 8, you go on to season number 9, which starts up, what, in March or something?
Yeah, we've actually got that in the can, believe it or not.
Oh, you finished your world travels for that?
Yeah, just finished world travels for that. So we've been working very, very hard, but yes, we're gearing up to put season 9 together, and that will be out in the new year.
See, I'm smart enough to know after all these years, I don't ask Phil where do you go, who wins, or any of that sort of stuff. But having done,
you care enough about me, Paul, that you don't want me to lose my job.
That's exactly right.
In the old days, you didn't really care.
Well, in the beginning, I didn't, but we become friends.
Now you really care.
Are you doing anything special in that one, or is it back to the regular Amazing Race format?
Well, what I can tell you about that is that it is back to the old format, and it is pretty grueling. It is one of the more grueling races I think we've done. From a production standpoint, from a personal perspective, I was as exhausted doing this particular one as I was from season one. Season one was so exhausting because we just didn't know what had hit us, and we felt like, you know, we were walking into the unknown. We were explorers, and every day we just kept finding things out. And for some reason, this one felt like that again. Maybe it was because we had taken a break doing the family version and then gone back to this one. I don't know, but it really knocked us out. It really knocked us around.
Well, when that
really good one.
When that one's ready to go, we'll have you come back on, and we'll talk about it some more. And by then, you will have done some of the production on it, and you can give us some inside tips on it again.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
All right, great. Any other family editions? You think you'll ever do that again?
Well, I don't know. If we ever do, it will have to be done over the summer, obviously, because, you know, we don't want to be pulling kids out of school at the wrong time of the year and, you know, being responsible for children who don't know how to read and write.
Right.
I don't know. That's going to be up to CBS. Certainly, the numbers from the family version were strong, and you know, it's got us to the point where we got another season, and we're doing another season, and you know, we're holding well in that time slot against some pretty serious competition.
Yes, you are. That's probably the most competitive hour on television.
It's an extremely competitive hour, and so the show has worked. As you know, much as some of the fans, the hardcore fans, may not have enjoyed it, we have continued to pick up fans, and we have continued to get the ratings that CBS needs to see in order for a show to stay on the air. Because, as you know, at the end of the day, it is about getting people to watch TV.
Absolutely.
And the show has done that, and so yeah, I mean, I can't see why not. And who knows? Maybe they'll want to do something else. Maybe they'll want to do an all-star version. Maybe they'll want to do, you know, a different variation of
all middle-aged, bald, fat guys. How about that?
Yes, a whole slew of you out there.
Thanks, Phil. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, great to talk to you.
Always great to have you on here. Phil Kogan, the host of The Amazing Race. The season finale of the Family Edition is from 8 to 10 tomorrow night, a two-hour finale on Channel 4 and the rest of the CBS television network. Phil Kogan on The Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.